A patient on an operating table grabs the surgeon's hand and says, "Oh, doctor, doctor, I'm so nervous. This is my first surgery." And the surgeon takes the hand and says, "Oh, there, 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 there. It's going to be okay. It's my first surgery, too." The reality is that for most of us, this is hardly the first time or even the 10th time we have heard Jesus' famous line from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. "If anyone want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." Raise your hand if you've heard that verse before. Yes. And for centuries, Christians have agonized over this Bible verse. Take up our cross and follow Jesus. How? When? What does that exactly mean? Does that mean suffering for the faith? Does that mean putting up with your annoying mother-in-law? Does it mean enduring with joy some terrible disease or situation? Should we even care? Because after all, once this Mass is over, we're all just going to go about our business and we're going to completely forget everything that Jesus said, right? Well, hopefully not everything. Hopefully, at least some of the red letter words of Jesus will go with you and me as we leave this place. Still, how do we translate this verse, this Matthew 16, verse 24, from first century Israel, which is the original setting, to 21st century Iowa? After all, did you know that many of the very first Christians were persecuted for their faith by their own families, by the government authorities? Some were even tortured. Some were murdered for carrying their cross and following Jesus. Now, how likely is that to happen to us 21st century Christians here in Iowa this afternoon? How likely? Yeah, not like very likely this afternoon. So what I see that you're telling me by the expressions on your faces is that this Bible passage does not apply to us. Oh, what a relief. Whew. I'm glad. You know, carrying a cross around seems difficult. I'm not sure it would fit in my car. And people would look at me strange, funny, in the grocery store. Yes, Gordon, people already look at me funny in the grocery store anyway. But at least I don't have to carry the cross. Now, looking at some of you who are tracking, stick with us, I see from some of your expressions you're saying, "No, this verse does apply to us." Really? Okay, all right. Wait, I got it. Love. The famous English rocker John Lennon said the answer is love. And actually, Jesus said that like a long time before John Lennon. True or false statement, you tell me. Here's the statement. John Lennon's idea of love and Jesus' idea of love are a little bit different. Yeah, true, true, absolutely. But do you think love might be a way to try to make sense of this whole verse of take up your cross and follow Jesus? If you think love might be a way to understand it, raise your hand. Okay, some of you aren't so sure yet. You're still thinking about it. Well, Jesus' whole life, his teaching, his death and resurrection were done for love. And as Christians, you and I are supposed to have a reputation. You know, sometimes we think of people having a reputation. Well, you are supposed to have a reputation. I'm supposed to have a reputation. This church is supposed to have a reputation. So when they think of us, when they see you, and they say, "Well, tell me about Janet, tell me about Ben, tell me about whoever, tell me about St. John's," they should say, "Oh yeah, they love God, they love neighbor." That's supposed to be our reputation. But what exactly does self-denying, cross-carrying, Jesus-like love look like? Is it just being nice? What do you think? Is it just being nice? I mean, Midwesterners, and Iowans in particular, are really good at being nice. Except at Hawkeye games. Though they won, so we're okay. All right, maybe we should phone in a friend here for some help to understand what this whole love business is as Christians understand it. So we're going to call in St. Paul because he actually explains it in very concrete terms in today's lesson from Romans chapter 12. Maybe you didn't catch it the first time, but I'll just emphasize these parts. St. Paul writes, "Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." Oh, come on, St. Paul's got to be kidding. That sounds really, really hard. That is cross-bearing, self-denying, Jesus-like love. So I should have called John Lennon instead of Jesus and Paul, because John Lennon's answer would have been a lot easier. Okay, so this cross-bearing stuff. Well, before we despair, let's call in one more friend for help, for explanatory insight. C.S. Lewis of Chronicles of Narnia fame. How many have heard of C.S. Lewis? Seen the movie? Read some of the books? Okay. Well, here's what Lewis writes. "It is easier to be enthusiastic about humanity with a capital H than it is to love individual men and women, especially those who are uninteresting, exasperating, depraved, or otherwise unattractive." And here's the sentence that just kills me. "Loving everybody in general may be an excuse for loving nobody in particular. Loving everybody in general may be an excuse for loving nobody in particular." Well, that wasn't very helpful either. C.S. Lewis, you just upped the stakes. He's saying that this Jesus-like, self-denying, cross-carrying kind of love means we just can't talk about it. It can't just be a theory. Oh, yes, we're Christians and we say we love people. No, we actually have to do it in action. You and I have to actually love specific people in specific ways, whether we feel like it or not in the moment. People who may not particularly like us, and people that you may not particularly like either. But remember, liking is optional. Love is required. But now think about the world. Think about the world and all its difficulties. Seriously, think about all the challenges that the world is going through. Think about your friends and your family, some of the challenges that they face. Isn't this exactly the kind of love that the world needs more of? It is. And that's why our fall sermon series this year is going to be about love, and that starts next Sunday. We're going to get back to the basics this fall, the basics of the Christian faith, the basics of our lives, the basics of our faith, so that you and I can hopefully take assessment of our own lives and our own faith, and what we're doing with our faith, and what we're doing with our lives, and also what we're doing, you and I, here at St. John's. Now here's the kicker. Here's the tough part. Here's the spiritual homework. Are you ready to love when it will have consequences for you? When it will disturb you? When it will be frustrating? When it will cost you in hours, power, and dollars? This is the Christian way, or supposed to be. This is the reputation you and I are supposed to have, both when you're living outside this building with your friends, your family, your work responsibilities, And particularly this kind of love if you're a parent or if you're married toward your spouse. And this is the kind of love we are to live when we're gathered together as a parish family and how we give of our time, talent, and treasure. Now, God knows that you and I will often fail to demonstrate this kind of love, this cross-carrying love. I mean, I fail so often. I'm so aware of that. But God's mercy for us is great. And some even further good news is that the Holy Spirit, God's active power, if invited, will help you to carry crosses of love that you would not be able to carry on your own. Whether that's a sickness or a condition or something with your faith or your family, the Holy Spirit can help you carry crosses of love that you would not be able to carry on your own. And the Holy Spirit, if invited, will help us as a church to carry crosses of love as a church we could not carry on our own. Some further good news is that in the spiritual life, those who carry crosses often experience resurrections. Question. How many of you could use some resurrection turnaround in your life? I see some hands. I see some smiles. I'm like, yes, please. I want that. And could we use some resurrection turnaround in the life of our church? The answer is yes. The answer is love. And so, leaning into Christ's strength, both inside this building and outside this building, let us deny ourselves, take up our crosses together, be love, and follow Jesus. Amen.